Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 42 of Three Way of Awesome, A New Hope. I am with Leaper and Leaper.
Yeah.
Stefan, we can make it feel like Stefan's here.
Just can't fit that many buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah, which one is, this is probably him too.
Well, yeah, I should better that.
It is.
Stefan is not here today.
Where is he? Why is he in Council Tucky?
He's on a journey.
He's on a journey.
He'll be back.
It's got
at
to
some
be
point.
The very best.
Da-na-na.
Like no one ever was.
Da-da-da-na.
To catch them is his real test.
To train them is his cause.
Pokemon.
That's what Stefan's doing.
Yeah, he's out in Iowa, and he told me about 5 o'clock that he wasn't gonna make it. Which, I mean, he can't really do anything about it, but I kind of wish. Because a lot of people, you can't really get on short notice,
yeah.
Which I've experienced, because no one wanted to come in.
Nobody.
Andy never responded to me. Andy, I'm calling you out specifically. What the hell? I know you saw my text message. I know you saw it. I know you read it. And I know you fucking ignored it.
Maybe he was having sex.
Yeah, like he was having sex.
No, he couldn't have been doing it. Maybe he was doing this. Little porno.
And then Tom, of course, said he was busy. I don't believe that. I believe he was going to sleep. Austin just said he would stay home. Austin doesn't want to be on here anymore because we hammer him too much.
I hammered his mom last.
I was saying, why don't you come on here and defend yourself?
Didn't want to.
It'd make
it.
A good show, wouldn't you think?
Yeah,
it
would have.
It would make a great show if he came on here and defended himself, but no.
Episode 40 something.
Yeah, episode 40 something. And then
Austin defends himself.
And then I had to go down the list of people who have like been on the show once or people that I thought would maybe be good on the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was going to see if Brian would, but he was going out to do something. And I was going to see if Johnny would, which if he would have been the first not 100% white person.
Oh.
Me.
Man.
I
would have been historic.
I guess technically I'm like some percent Native American, but
yeah, so
I'm white.
But yeah, we're white.
And then I tried to see if Sam would come on. He said no. No, he didn't respond to me.
What a douche.
But him, he could actually be out doing something. You know, he might be playing.
He might actually have a life.
He might be playing his guitar somewhere. I don't know. But no one wanted to come in at all, and I'm kind of upsetting. And I don't have a go-to guy anymore. I used to have a go-to fill-in guy. That would be Austin. Someone was out, I'd be like, yo, Austin, you want to come on? Now it's all... No, I don't want to come on.
Only Tyler.
Yeah, he would be on in a heartbeat.
He'd be
right there in Stefan's chair using one of the good mics.
He would be.
And Leaper, I am stressed out like crazy.
Why are you stressed out?
All right, first of all, Guinness hasn't gotten back to me about our world record attempt.
Oh,
they're supposed to do that Friday. And I've got it all planned out. I got everything we're going to do. I've got this thing planned. I've been planning it for like 2 months.
Yeah.
And they have not gotten back to me yet. They're supposed to do that.
You should call them. I don't think Guinness has, like, a number you can call.
I don't know. I know you can upgrade to Fast Track, but it's, like, $200.
Fuck that.
Yeah, screw that. So, I don't know what to do about that. I mean, I just got to kind of wait. If they don't respond, we can't do it.
Just 'cause, shit.
You know, I was thinking that maybe we could do, like, a 24-hour marathon just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be that hard. We could do that. But...
Are we supposed to do the Pokemon battle thing during that time? Because if we are, I really got to pick that up.
I don't know if that's happening anymore, just because Stefan and I both got Nintendo DSs. I don't know if we can go back to our Game Boy Color and try and play that.
All right, sounds good.
So that's happening. Then I'm going to quit my job on Tuesday. I hope management's not listening to this. They're probably not. We got new management. See, a coup was staged, all right? This comes in. About 10 o'clock and takes our GM, and they leave. 2 o'clock, only the DM comes back.
Oh, God. What'd you do with my GM?
What'd you do? Did you take him by in the shed? Like, damn. And he's like, I'll quit. No, he didn't. He didn't quit. So we got a new GM. We got two new managers. One's a super bitch and looks like she's had a stroke. I'm saying it right now. She looks like she's had a stroke. And she's always like making like snide comments. Like, I usually do line every day, and it annoys me because it's so much work constantly every day, and everyone's like, you're the only one that can do it. Someone fucking pony up and do it. Like, Sam, damn, Sam, I know you can do it. Do it. Or Jenny, she can do it too. But no. She's like, oh, yeah, kind of. No, get you on that fucking horse and do it. Anyway, so I was like, yo, Jerome, can I do something else today? He's like, you want to do register? I'm like, no, I don't want to register. He's like, what about dishes? I'm like, yes.
Yes. Yes. Dishes are good.
Day off. And so I go to the bus stop to get the dishes, and Mary's standing there, you know, the stroke. Yeah. I'm like, oh, looks like I just got here in time. And she goes, huh. I just want to be like, excuse me? Is something funny to you?
Should have slapped a hoe.
I should have, but the thing is, the people that have been putting in their 2 weeks are getting cut.
Ah.
They're just like, well, you can just go. And I don't want to put in my 2 weeks and get cut. I need to make it through this pay period. I got to work 12 hours tomorrow.
You're like, after 2 days from now, I'll see you later.
And then I got to work 5 on Tuesday. And when I leave Tuesday, I got to think of a good way to quit.
Throw a sandwich at a customer.
See, the thing is, I don't want to do anything that would, like, ruin product or make a customer angry. Because I don't want something out of my paycheck.
Hmm.
You know, I don't want to break something and have them be like, oh, well, we had to take that out of your paycheck.
Do an Upper Decker.
I was thinking I could, when I'm baking cookies, to line the cookies and I quit on the baker's table and just leave.
That would be good.
That would be pretty good. Or I could just leave and then call in and be like, I'm not coming in Wednesday or Thursday or Friday.
Or you could say you're going on break and never come back. But that's classic, though.
I thought of another good one. Jerome wants us to fill out our new availability. And so I'll just cross out every day.
Put lines across every day and then I quit.
And the thing is, like, I can't really go without a job, all right? I'm not in high school anymore where I could be like...
Yeah.
I don't know how Austin does it. I know Stefan had money saved up, so yeah. I know he's got funds. I don't know how Austin does it. Austin, tell me how you do it. Anyway, at least my car's paid up till July.
Well, that's good.
But I'd like to get a job before we go to SGC.
That would be good, too.
I'll probably still have money, but, like, I would like it, you know? So I'm applying at a bunch of places. I want to get a job this week.
Best Buy.
Best Buy would be awesome. I've called them twice. Both times, their person that hires people wasn't there, but the last person I talked to said she will be there on Tuesday. My name is down twice with my number. They better call. They know I want the job.
Either did they have a hiring thing? Yeah.
They did. They had a non-commissioned electronic sales at the Village Point one, like right there at my house. And then there's Saul's, which I think would not be a bad job. I went in there. I was like, oh, this is better than I thought.
Yeah.
Would not be bad. I kind of want to work at a place that closes at 7.
That would be sweet.
Yeah. And then the UPS store, actually, I almost think that's the one I really want. Store?
A really cool UPS guy.
It always looks dead. Yeah. And even then, the job doesn't look that hard. The guy told me the job wasn't that hard.
Like, hey, man, you got to put stuff in a box.
I have been working my ass off in food service for almost 4 years.
You know, I knew how that felt.
It sucks. Like, people that do manual labor, I understand it's really bad, but food service sucks. Because, like, when you're doing construction, most of the time, you're not in a position where you got to talk to people. Like, my dad does, you know, because he has his own company. He talks to the people and then go do the job. But, no, you got to deal with customer shit every day.
There's tomatoes on this. I didn't want tomatoes.
Not only is our air conditioning at Panera working at 20%, it is 85 degrees in there.
Jeez.
No one complains. No customer has ever complained.
Really?
No. These are the same customers that want the fireplace on.
Wow. I'll walk in there and complain for you.
And so I go in there. I have to work over 170 degree soup well.
Jeez.
So and behind me is 140 degree panini one. It's got to be 90, 91 degrees where I'm standing for 5 hours. Least. 5 to 6 hours. And on Saturdays, 8 hours.
That sounds terrible.
And so I have to go in there. I have to make the food under fucking 2 minutes, get it out there, and deal with customer shit while sweating my ass off. F that. And then my new schedule is like, It's like, all right, we got the new schedules up. We used your availability. Bullshit, you did. Because if you would have used my availability, I wouldn't have such a fucked up schedule. My schedule's like 8 to 2, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. The next day, 3 to 10, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. The next day, 8 to 2, then 3 to 10, then 8 to 2. I'll take all of one or all of another. I'm not doing morning, night, morning, night, yeah. morning, night. Screw that. It's bullshit, man. So I got to try and get a job within the week.
That would be nice.
I want to have a new job by the next podcast. If I don't, it's not that big of a deal, but I want to get it out of the way.
Be good.
Because I got a lot of things on the mind right now
yeah.
that I kind of want to get over with.
A girlfriend yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How's that working out?
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's a shih tzu. I don't really like it. I think it's ugly. But yeah. I would never tell her that. It yeah. looks like a gremlin. It's kind of funny.
That's funny.
It's funny because my dog, like, they'll be playing. And my dog's, like, twice the size of it, and it's still a small dog.
Yeah, your dog's small.
Yeah. Huh? And it'll grab it by the ears and just a teddy bear across the floor.
Oh, my God, that's great.
It's the funniest thing. And then that little dog will be like, burr, burr. That's how loud he barks.
My dog, Chip, today he was laying on the ground when Rachel came home. And he was laying on the ground wagging his tail, so he was excited, but he didn't get up. And Max got up and was jumping over him. It was great. So excited. Jeez.
Crazy dog.
Yeah.
Except for ones that look like gremlins.
So, Leaper, you ready for some news?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's get into news. All right, Leaper, what do you got?
Well, this week's news. I wasn't fired. I quit. Wait. Oh, we did that last week. Never mind.
Oh, that was Stefan's notes.
Yeah. Sorry, folks. But really, though, BP CEO apologizes for the nation's largest oil spill, probably one of the world's largest natural disasters.
I heard someone on CNN saying if they can't get this thing capped, it could leak for years.
Yeah.
They said it could just keep leaking forever.
Well, the
just
one
constantly.
In Alaska, what was that, Exxon?
Yeah.
That was 20 trying to clean it up.
But yeah.
And oil still goes on shore.
And they said, like, in, like, every 2 days, like, the mass of this oil spill, like, equals that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's a lot of oil.
They said between 12,000 and 19,000 barrels of oil
Jeez,
a
just
day.
Think of all the uses we could have had for that oil.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Man, and people seem to forget, 11 people died in that explosion.
Yeah. And one of them was actually like, or a couple of them were like important people for BP.
Well, they were there BP, and I forgot what other company, they were disputing the safety of that rig.
Yeah.
Active talks about that rig not being safe, you need to shut it down and do different things to make it more safe.
And as they were saying,
yeah, while they're doing that, it fucking explodes. And when hurricane season comes, there's going to be oil all over the place.
Yeah.
Isn't it hurricane season right now?
Yeah.
We just haven't had any yet?
Yeah. Pray that the hurricane does not go through the Gulf.
I mean, this thing needs to get sealed and fast.
I guess eventually they have a 100% effective way to kind of cap this thing off, but I guess what they have to do is they have to build like two of them or several of them, something, and it could take up to 2 months.
Do it.
Yeah.
I mean, think of all the time you're wasting doing other things that are like 60, 50% effective.
Useless.
You know? Why don't we can take the 2 month hit to just seal the thing for good. Because, I mean, how many months are we going to waste trying to do other things? And I know other people are like, we can't last 2 months, you know, and I sympathize with the people down there doing fishing and stuff, you're ruined.
Yeah, you're done. Game over.
But if there's an effective way and it's going to take time, you got to do it. Because it could be, if we spend another 5 months working on other things that
like blowing trash down there.
Yeah. Then there's another 2 months added on to that, and it becomes 7 months. Yeah.
Essentially, what they're trying to do right now is just to keep it from reaching the shores. So
yeah, I can see that.
Block it off, and then that's really the only thing they can do.
Want me to go to the oil cam to see if it's still spilling?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, where is it on CNN, actually? They have it. I just don't know where it is.
Just go to CNN and then hit US, and I'm sure it says a bunch of stuff about it.
All right, stop shaking the table.
Sorry, folks. Playing with my...
I don't know what the fuck it is. You would think this something like this would be on the front page.
You would think so. But yeah, hit the little red toolbars, hit the US, and then find one that says something about BP.
I'll try the oil cam. How about that?
That works, too.
I went to US, and I saw the Top Kill thing.
Yeah.
Oil cam. Latest oil developments. All right, I have no idea where the fuck this oil cam is.
Anyways, folks, 12,000 to 19,000 barrels a day.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And
let's say what a barrel costs, what, $39, $49?
Yeah, around there. Because it was up at like $63 for us per gallon, or barrel. It was at $60 a barrel when it was $3 a gallon around.
So take 50, just for simple math, times that by like 12,000. That's a lot of dollars gone every day.
That's ridiculous. And I know Rand Paul said this. He won the Republican primary in Tennessee.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy that's like, no foreign competition. We unite. You know, he's a staunch Republican.
Yeah.
America this, America that, taxes this, America. Taxes that. But he says we're being too hardy. Are you kidding me?
Well,
this company fought against making their rig safer.
Yeah, and if they knew that it wasn't safe, they were talking about it. Obviously, they shouldn't have. They should have talked about it a while ago.
Yeah. I would have given them a little leeway if they didn't know that it was going to blow.
Yeah.
Like maybe there was rumor that it wasn't safe. And then it blew up, and they're like, oh, you know, or they mention or they say they fucked up. They didn't say they fucked up. They're like, well, this could happen at any time. No, not to safe rigs.
Not if you build something the right way.
Too hard on them? This BP is not affected by it.
No.
Besides the marketing hit, environmentally, they're not affected. They're in Britain.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
And
yeah.
Even then, they're still selling oil. Please, I went to the BP the other day.
Exactly, there's one right down the street.
And by the way, if you're yelling at the gas station attendant there at the BP, it's not their fault.
No, it's not.
I've heard stories about people that work at BP, and then people will come in and just be like, what's the deal with that oil spill, huh? And it's like, I just work here.
Yeah, they don't know.
We're just to get those BP's gas.
It's just like when I worked at Burger King, people would ask me about certain things. Like, dude, I just sell you the food and take care of the restaurant and get out of here.
I remember Stefan has a good story where, like, someone was complaining about a runza or something.
Yeah.
Stefan turns around and goes, I just work here.
Oh, man. On to the next story. A man in North Carolina killed a worker at Target that apparently had a previous relationship with her. And then killed himself. This happened around 11 in the morning.
Wait.
Hello.
You know what I watched today?
What?
Right before I came here. It was, I think it was either 15 or 10 or something of, like, Too Young to Kill. And it was, like, all these kids that are, like, a range from, like, 11 to 17 that... And either killed their parents or friends or something. Yeah,
I think I've seen something about that, or at least heard something about that.
Yeah, it was on E. Some of it was pretty disturbing.
Yeah, some was just like...
Others was like, yeah. I don't think there was any of that, though.
Yeah, some lasers.
Pew, pew.
And then... And then...
But one of the things, like, this kid, he was 16. He had a really good friend.
Yeah.
Know him really well.
Uh-huh.
But there was something wrong with this kid in his head.
That's what we said about you.
Well, this could happen. Better close and lock all your windows and doors. But I guess he went to the friend's house, got in his house by like some open door somewhere. Giggity.
Giggity.
And he goes and he takes a knife and he stabs the other kid's dad twice. That the dad's done. Goes over to the wife, gets her in like the side. She's like, they were sleeping, so she's kind of like, you know, shocked and woken up, doesn't really know what's going on. And he slashes her across the face.
Jesus.
Then goes to the son's, his friend's room, or, well, I guess he was his friend, I don't know. And he just stabs this kid repeatedly. And this kid's fighting for his life. He was either still awake or not very deep into sleep. And then the kid, there was also a daughter there.
Uh-huh.
And the daughter walks into the parents' bedroom, and her mom's like, you need to go get help. And she ran out of the house, and then the kid that's killing people goes and finishes the mom off and starts walking away and takes their van and drives like 2 blocks down the street, and the cops get him. And he was like, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. And he tried to blame the daughter and all this stuff.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it's some pretty... there.
All right, next story, pick us up.
And next story, well, I don't really have any. There was all depressing news. Like, I just didn't want to read all that to everybody.
How
about those Lakers?
How about we do something to pick us up here? Okay.
me.
Oh, I got this.
Penis.
Okay.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah.
All right, let's go into sports. Something funny to you?
Yeah, after I told my girlfriend that her dog looked like a gremlin, I went and torrented gremlins on the computer. Then I'm going to use the Windows Media Center and put it on the TV.
All right, first in sports, the NBA Finals are set.
Oh, God.
Los Angeles Lakers versus the Boston Celtics.
No.
Woo.
No. Oh, wait, we've seen that like 100 times already.
Yeah. Exciting.
Woo. Why can't the Suns just do something?
Please. Why an Arizona be... team win a championship.
Hey, Diamondbacks have done it.
Yeah, in 01, right?
Yeah, the Suns have done it in like 1990-something.
Yeah.
With Charles Barkley.
All right. Stanley Cup playoffs. They're down to the Fox and Flyers.
Ooh.
And actually, I watched the first game of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Was it intense?
It was really good. It ended like 6-5.
Jeez.
Blackhawks.
That's a lot of scoring for hockey.
Yeah, Blackhawks won. It was like 3-3 at the end of the first period.
Huh.
Yeah, it was a really good game. I might watch the next game.
Really?
Yeah. I might watch more hockey. All right, MLB standings. Tampa Bay Rays still leading the pack. They have the best record in baseball at 34-17.
Nice.
Stephens Cubs are in third place, 6 games back, 24-27. Leapers team, the Diamondbacks, are sitting in the National League West, 20-31 record, 10.5 games back of first place.
But the Colorado Rockies have won 5 in a row.
Yeah, they're still 26-24.
Yeah, I know.
And second to last in the West. But there's a lot of time to be played, or a lot of games to be played, a lot of time.
Exactly.
So who knows? All right, from backporch.fanhouse.com, huh? Back porch.
Is that like a back door?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey!
Report, Tiger Woods cannot date until his divorce is final. Now, here's what I say. All those people he had sex with, he didn't date them.
Nah, man, he just had sex with them.
Yeah, come on.
There's a difference.
He didn't date them.
He said... Hey, let's have sex.
He traded phone calls and text messages and went and banged them, all right?
Be like, oh, you want that pink Mercedes? Here you go. See you later. Don't call me and I'll call you.
Yeah. So I don't think Tiger's worried.
I don't think so either.
But at the same time, When your wife says it's over, shouldn't you be able to
do whatever you want?
It's over.
Yeah. Game over, man.
Yeah, game over, man. Game over.
Now you can go back to playing his 18 hoes.
Game over, man. Game over.
All right. Indians pitcher David Huff was taken off the field on a stretcher after getting a line drive to the head.
Jeez. That sucks.
Yep, got nailed right in the noggin. In a related story, California proposes ban on metal bats after kid gets hit with a line drive in the head.
Really?
Yep. Gunnar Sandberg underwent surgery to reattach a portion of his skull.
Jeez. That's intense.
Yeah. I kept reading that having. I'm like, I couldn't figure out the tense there. I'm like,
it's like when the Celtics and Magic were playing, and that dude on the Celtics got drilled in the head with the elbow, and he couldn't pick himself up after that.
Glenn Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah, like chipped a tooth too. Steve Nash for the Suns. He was running down the court and broke his nose, and as he ran back, he set his nose in place.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Yeah. He's a beast. He looks like he's death, though. He's getting old.
Yeah, oh, my God. He can still play, though.
Yeah.
The Oakland Raiders file grievance against Jamarcus Russell because he sucks. See, the Oakland Raiders paid Jamarcus Russell a buttload of money when they drafted him first overall in 07.
Really?
And now he's no longer with the team.
Jeez.
And so they're filing agreements to get some of that money back. But at the same time, what are you getting back? That money was guaranteed.
True.
You guaranteed a huge draft bust a ton of money.
Terrible.
And that's what's wrong with the NFL draft is the first pick gets more than a first pick has ever gotten every year.
Yeah. And they're not going to be the best.
Yeah. And you know, who knows if they're going to be the best, you know? Tom Brady, one of the best quarterbacks of all time, sixth round pick. Yeah. You know, but then you got people to balance that like Peyton Manning, first round pick, Carson Palmer, first round pick.
Yeah. But it's like people, you know, just because they were good at college football doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be good in the NFL.
You need to coach them.
Yeah.
It changes when you go from college to NFL. You need to coach them. And players that do great in college, like you said, can't necessarily do great in the NFL. Like Alex Smith, great college quarterback, but he played in a very college system, something you don't see in the NFL. He goes to the NFL, he's not that great. He's still a starter. He had to win the job back, but he's starting now. Or he's going to be starting when the season starts. So you got to coach them. You got to change them a little bit. You got to get them to play NFL, and the Raiders do not have the kind of coaching staff to coach up a player. They need to get sure things out of the draft, and those are rare.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah, they got Darren McFadden. He's probably the closest thing to a sure thing they ever got. Steven Strasburg, rookie pitcher, currently in AAA, be called up to the Nationals soon.
Ooh-hoo.
Great pitcher. Is supposedly supposed to turn the Nationals around. His rookie card is selling for roughly $14,000.
Jesus Christ.
Let's see. If Strasburg, 20 years from now, is a 300-game winner and future Hall of Famer, will the card ever be worth $14,000?
Jeez.
I mean, just think about it. Think if you bought this now, and he goes on to be one of the better pitchers ever.
Yeah.
Think of how much you could sell that for. Oh, my God. I mean, this guy hasn't even started a game for a major league team.
That's crazy.
And his rookie card is selling like crazy. All right, Super Bowl. What is that? What Super Bowl is that? Is that 48?
What
Super
is
Bowl
it?
48?
What was it?
XLVIII?
Yeah.
Yeah.
48.
All right, I got my new Roman numerals down. We'll be in New Jersey.
New Jersey?
At the new Meadowlands Stadium, which is home to two New York teams. That's really weird that another state hosts another state's pro teams.
Yeah.
Giant. Like right. I know that the like Dallas' stadium is in Arlington, Texas.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the new bigger stadiums.
But that's a suburb though.
Yeah, they're not like within the city.
Yeah.
They're in a suburb or a close city like the New England Patriots. They're in Foxborough.
Yeah.
They're not in Boston.
And Arizona's new stadium's in Glendale or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's in Glendale. And I mean our new baseball stadium isn't that in it's not in Omaha. It's in another sub.
Well, the one they're building in Sarpy County.
Yeah.
It's either Bellevue or La Vista, one of the two.
Yeah, and so, I mean, you know, technically it's not in here, but this is in a whole other state. This is like if we built our stadium in Council Bluffs.
That'd be terrible.
it would be terrible, but, I mean, come on.
How about the UFL team we're getting, huh?
The Nighthawks?
Yeah.
That's actually a decent name.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's got some deep-seated roots because, you know, you got the Nighthawk helicopter, I believe, off at Air Force Base near here.
And it used to be, like, the Bug Eaters or whatever.
Yeah, Nighthawks, also known as Bug Eater, which was the old team name. So, you know, it's not bad. They're playing at Rosenblatt Stadium, though.
Well, for the first year.
But even then, they're going to move to just another baseball stadium.
Yeah.
I do not like baseball stadiums for football.
Well, they're going to test it out, I think. If they do well, maybe they'll get their own football one.
Maybe,
but this is a really...
That whole league needs to do well. That could be a decade from now, you know?
It's like a XFL type thing.
it's close to the NFL, at least.
Yeah.
They got some different rules, but it's not bad. I watched it. They need to get some more, like, team definition, because all those jerseys were just variations on the UFL colors.
Yeah.
It's like, no. You can't do that. You can't just make them like blue, green, white, and black. You can't just do that. And you need to have them have their own identity, have different jersey types, because all the jerseys looked exactly the same. The stripes
just
are in the same place
color.
And everything. Yeah.
Well, that and they, as far as here, they're like, oh, yeah, we got all these great players for this team, and they haven't mentioned like any of them actual names.
All right, Jared Allen. Plays on the defensive line for the Minnesota Vikings, known for his mullet. He has a killer mullet. Actually, I think we have some audio of him talking about his mullet. Nope. Whatever.
We were mistaken.
So he actually, after he calls his mullet a lifestyle, and not only did he have a mullet, but he had a racing stripe in his hair for every sack he got. He has cut off the mullet.
Why?
Because he's getting married.
The old ball and chain made him cut it off, huh?
Yep, cut off the mullet. He now just has short hair.
God. What's wrong? Where have the mullets gone these days?
Where are the mullets? Back mullets.
No, let's not do folks. Please don't.
Let's all grow mullets. It'll be three-way of mullets all the time.
Oh, God.
That'd be great.
That would be super sweet.
All right, Leaper, are you ready for some video games?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's do it.
Radical.
You know what I realize is it's been a long time since we've had, like, a perfect podcast.
It really has.
Like, last week, I thought it was a really good podcast. It was really good. All of us were here. We're all on. I could fucking read. I could read that day. And then there was, like, the audio was skipping.
Really?
I don't know. I think it might be I have too many things plugged into the USB. Maybe I should get a hub with its own power supply or something.
Maybe.
But I think I got a way to fix it today.
Oh, yeah?
But then I do that. And then Stefan doesn't fucking show up. And then I can't read for shit today.
Damn.
It doesn't just come together.
Come together.
Nintendo suits follow suit and look into...
What?
Apparently. Now, they're suits as in higher-ups, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So, apparently at this Nintendo factory in Japan, within 2 months, 15 employees have killed themselves.
Why? That sounds terrible. Nintendo would be, like, greatest company to work for ever.
Yeah. It's just crazy that they're just offing themselves constantly there. And they're looking into it, but they haven't found anything yet.
Huh.
Speaking of looking into stuff, I tried to look in more on the WoW douche.
Oh, yeah?
I couldn't find any follow-up on that. I couldn't find out if he's thrown in jail or convicted of something. I'll try and look harder, but it was tough. Couldn't find anything.
Maybe he has an actual name now, and they're going by
that. I saw his name. I forget it, but I looked up his name, too, and I couldn't...
Huh. That is strange.
Rockstar Games, which have brought you such great games as the Red Dead series, Red Dead Revolver and Redemption, and brought you the GTA series.
I love GTA.
Have stated the obvious. They say, quote, Rockstar Games are not intended for children.
Huh.
Our games are not designed for young people. And buy one of our games for your child, you're a terrible parent. Fucking quote. And it's so true. It's true.
It is true.
There are some games out there made for older people. And it just, it astounds me when I'm in GameStop and this lady is there with her like 9-year-old kid and buys him GTA 4.
Now, I can agree and disagree. I feel that a parent should know their child and know what they're buying them. And if they feel and it seems like their child can handle playing something like that, understand that it's fake, then it's okay.
Like,
I mean, you know, as me and Steven have both said, we're like 3 and 4 years old playing Mortal Kombat, ripping people's heads off and shit.
That's
I mean,
true.
The graphics were a little less, but it still is violent.
Yeah, I could see that. I think games like Red Dead Revolver or Red Dead Redemption, I always get those two mixed up. Red Dead Redemption, it's for like 17 and up, right? A 14-year-old kid could probably play it.
Yeah.
He'd probably be okay. Like, I was playing games like that when I was 14. But a 9-year-old, I don't know. And especially games like BMXXX. I saw someone try and buy that for their kid, and the lady at the register had to be like, we can't sell this.
We cannot.
I know you're trying to buy it, but we know you're not playing it. And she's like, why? Why can't you sell it? There's nude women. What? Did you read the back of the box? Come on. You can't just see something on a shelf and just be like, oh, here you go.
Oh, bikes. My kid likes bikes.
That's how kids get shitty games.
Yeah.
You don't read what's on the shelf.
But right. I think, yeah, it just kind of depends on the kid.
Yeah, it does depend on the maturity of the kid. Because some kids can be young but be, you know, a little bit more mature than you would think. I mean, the kids that jump on the trampoline behind my house and scream all the time, they shouldn't be playing Red Dead
Or Jack
Redemption.
And Hunter, they should not be playing games like that. Even though they do, but they should not.
Yeah. All right. I like to only do one list in video games. I usually end up doing two, but I got three.
Wow,
today.
We're just overkilling the list today.
I know, because I couldn't find anything that great in video games. I couldn't find anything that great at all.
Yeah, me neither. It's like I said, it's all depressing news.
Yeah, and so we can't find good news. Stefan's not here. I can't read.
I don't know. Super Mario Brothers Galaxy 2 came out this week.
Got a great review.
Yeah. Alan Wake, which I really want to buy.
Yeah.
I heard that's really good, too.
All right. We're going to do a list here. 7 annoying types of gamers. All right? Now, of course, they don't do this correct. They start with 1. You got to start with 7. So I'm going to make it better for you, dorkly.com. Number 7, Inspector Gadget. This is the guy that has every accessory.
I like
They have Rumble Packs on their Rumble Packs. They got Virtual Boys. They got every Nintendo thing ever made. And then you look on the next shelf, they got every PlayStation.
Jeez.
You don't need that. And I used to know people that had, like, everything.
Well, I will say when I was little, like, I had everything for my Nintendo and Sega Genesis. Like, I had the glove. I had the light gun for the Sega Genesis. I had the Mega Drive and all that. I had the Sega Channel, everything.
Number 2, the freak of nature. Now, this is kind of like Stefan. Because Stefan sometimes does things in video games that I'm just like, how the fuck did you do that? Like, Stefan has power sometimes when he's playing games.
Yeah.
And I will try and defend myself a little bit, saying that I don't compete as hard as he does. And I know Stefan always say, well, I'm not trying. Like, yeah, Stefan, you're trying. But the thing is, Stefan's always on the ball when he plays video games. I kind of screw around a little bit, and I don't try as hard. So when I try as hard as him, I'll give him a run for his money. It's usually pretty even between us. But there are some times where he will just turn around with a sniper rifle, shoot me, and just walk off. Just no-scope me in the face.
Just bam, you're done.
Like, I will be destroying him. I will be shooting him, throwing grenades. He has, like, a sliver of health left. He'll turn around, shoot me in the head, and walk off. I'm like, damn it! And it's not his fault. There's nothing he can do about it, and he's just playing the game. But I'm always like, damn it, Stefan, you and your snipers. You know, what's he going to do? But it just pisses me off that there's just people that have, like, freaky powers. Like, I'm going to get to another thing here. Well, we're going to mention Stefan again. How just sometimes he has his freaky video game powers. He's just – Stefan's just too good at video games. Number three. Oh, sorry. Forgot I was going back. Number five. Purist / completionist. This is the person that plays 100 every game he gets. And not only that, gotta compete. Gotta go to competitions.
I can't do that.
I was in a Halo 2 tournament once, but that was just because it was also at the Halo 3 release.
Yeah.
It was fun, but I can't do it every week.
The only on RPGs do I do that 100% thing.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta know every secret and every little side quest.
Yeah. Number four, old school elitist. This is the person that only plays old school games, but then looks down on you because of it. And I know online there's each time that's like, well, that game will never be as good as Mario. It's like, oh, all right. Number, where are we at now? Shit.
Four.
Okay, thank you. No, we're at number three.
Three.
Sorry. This is why we can't have nice things. This guy loves his old games, but he can't play them anymore because every one of his consoles is completely trashed. The person that has multiple consoles. And I will admit that I got banned, a console banned once, and then it turned to shit. But I've never actually ruined a whole console.
I thought I had to get a new Xbox last night because it wasn't reading the disc. Like, it wouldn't even acknowledge the tray. And I freaked out for a second, but I got it fixed.
All right. Number two, hardcore elitist. No points for originality here. He plays games until dawn, with empty energy drink cans covering every horizontal surface in his room, which, yes, is still in his mom's house. You're his only friend left that isn't represented by an avatar, because he makes way too many gaming jokes and disdains anyone who isn't at least their fourth prestige on Call of Duty.
Jeez.
Any game he touches, he masters. If only that were a marketable skill. Number seven, which we're all of us are like this, even Stefan. Even though Austin and I probably more. Austin more than me. Number seven, the whiner. This guy has never lost a fair game ever. He always wins, except when he loses. But that's only when the game is glitchy. I know I sometimes... I don't blame the game, but I kind of blame that...
I blame you.
I could have done something better, and so I make it... Sometimes I try and make it seem like, oh, I should have won that, when really I didn't do what it took to win that, but I knew how I could have. I know Austin does. Tyler Swanson did this to me once.
Swanson.
They'd say, like, some random glitch happened. That's never happened to anyone else before.
But only them.
And they'll be like, oh, well, it glitched up there for a second. I'm like, no, it didn't. Or, like, how could that happen? Well, because he was doing this. No, that doesn't work like that. Yes, it does work like that. Sometimes you just lose. Sometimes you didn't win.
Sometimes you just suck.
You may have missed a shot. You may have missed a couple shots. They may have hit all their shots. They may have done this, that. There's a lot of variables that go into a game. And I know he said he shot a rocket at someone and it went through the ground. No, it fucking didn't. It didn't go through the ground.
Lies.
All right, five most embarrassing E3 moments. Number five, Disney's High School Musical press conference fails audience participation. Remember, this is supposed to be a press conference, not a children's dance show. The conference started out with a group of perky cheerleaders shouting woo after every statement from the host. Next, two volunteers from the audience were asked to come up in front of everybody and perform a dance. Disney must have been really lucky because these two volunteers somehow knew the choreographed dance and sang along to the music perfectly. However, the level of awkwardness didn't truly begin until the audience just sat there and watched the onstage volunteer everyone to participate in their group dance. Have to hand it to Disney, though. They sure try to create a positive and perky environment regardless of how awkward it may be. Jeez.
That is weird.
Number four, Nintendo's unveiling of Wii Music. Nintendo has had its share of embarrassing conferences, and surely the unveiling of Wii Music during 2008's E3 ranked somewhere near the top. What began with incoherent drumming from some guy who looks a lot like M. Night Shyamalan, the conference eventually became a performance of middle-aged Nintendo employees pretending that their Wii controllers were musical instruments. That's weird.
It is weird.
Three, Revolution Song Failure. A word of advice. If you're going to demonstrate a game to the media, make sure you use someone who actually knows how to play the game. Lauren Facidomo, senior product manager of Konami's Rock Revolution, intend to play through the Ramones' Blitzkrieg Bop. but only made it halfway through before the song got cut off due to a high number of mistakes. The clearly embarrassed woman ended the conference immediately after the song.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
That is stupid.
Sony E3 2006 press. Other E3 press conference has given birth to more internet memes than Sony's unveiling of the PlayStation 3 in 2006. I probably pronounced that wrong. People say like memes or may or meme. Someone's going to tell me I said it wrong. After shocking the audience by announcing the $600 price tag for the PS3, Sony CEO Kazuo Hirai demonstrated some of the PS3's future games. When he announced the next incarnation of Ridge Racer, the Sony chief unenthusiastically yelled out, "It's Ridge Racer! Ridge Racer!" I'm trying to do it as enthusiastic as possible. Another game that was shown off was Genji, Days of Blade, a game that featured famous battles which actually took place in ancient Japan. Almost immediately after these words, the demo featured a giant enemy crab in which players can attack its weak point for massive damage. Godzilla must have had a day off, and ancient Japan truly did have those giant enemy crabs. Jamie Kennedy appears stoned during Activision's press conference. God damn it, this one's four paragraphs.
Jeez.
And read it fast. What may be remembered as one of the lowest points in history of the Electronic Entertainment Expo is Activision's press conference with Jamie Kennedy as the host. The seemingly stoned comedian walks onto the stage and immediately starts piling on some horrible jokes and one-liners. He even suggests that the audience should take a minute in order to understand his jokes. He even thanked a few people that laughed. When members of Activision and Tony Hawk came onto the stage to talk about the games that they were promoting, Mr. Kennedy apparently had no knowledge of anything that they were talking about, and instead sidetracked and started talking about Viagra. He even got pissed off at one point when someone from the audience said he wasn't funny. Someone had to say. He continued to condescend the audience after the conference by calling them virgins and unattractive. He may be Malibu's most wanted, but he's unlikely that he'll ever be wanted at E3 anymore.
Yeah. I don't think he's that funny.
I don't think so either. All right. Gotta get back into this, all right? Yeah. I'm pulling triple duty here. I'm doing three segments. This is why I can't fucking read, is because by the time I get to one of these, to the later segments where I actually have to read a lot, because in sports I don't have to read a lot.
Yeah.
I just know it, and sometimes there's an article I have to read, but when I have to read article after article, I just fuck up. That's why we need to get a fourth person.
We need Boot.
We need someone that can do video games. Maybe we should all trade off doing video games.
That would work.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll see where we take it from here.
Yeah.
Anyways, the 15 most annoying levels in video game history. Number one, or it should be number 15, Battletoads the Turbo Tunnel.
Oh, God. No, that's number one.
I know. I saw it on ABGN. It looks pretty bad. I've never played Battletoads. I really need to play it.
It's like the hardest game. No, man.
I want to play some damn Battle Kid, all right? And we need to see how many lives it takes for us to get past the first level.
And then we need to go play Battletoads and see how they compare.
But someone needs to buy Battle Kid, and someone needs to buy an NES.
And then we can buy Battletoads.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan. All right.
All right. Good.
We planned it even without Stefan. We're going to be like, Stefan, you have to buy the NES.
We'll have to. Well, we could get one of those things that they have at Gamers that plays like Super Nintendo, regular Nintendo, and Sega all in one.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're only like $40, I think.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Atari 2600 games too or something?
Maybe, I don't know.
I thought it had four slots, and I thought it was Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, and Atari.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Let's check it out.
Number 14, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Damn Water Level. Next, Star Fox 64, Macbeth / Titania. Haven't played that. Mike Tyson's Punch Out, Mike Tyson. He was hard as shit. You know, I went to Club Max. Have you ever been there? It's on like 90th and Maple. And it looks pretty fucking run down. Last time I was there, guess what I had to drink?
Water.
Surge. But for the longest time, like, they had a Mike Tyson arcade.
Really?
In the restaurant. Huh. And I went there. We went there after Rachel's graduation just because we haven't been there. And it's really good. It's really, really good Mexican food. Yeah. It's like authentic. And it's gone. I was like, really? No, how do you get rid of Punch-Out? All right, next up is Mario Kart Rainbow Road.
Fuck that level.
Ah, my God, I know. Guitar Hero 3 Through Fire and Flames. That Fuck was hard that, as dude. Shit. Someone actually got like 100% on that.
How?
I don't know. There's like a YouTube video of it. He was like on the news.
Wow.
Number 7, Super Mario World Tubular. I see this level and I've played it. I've beaten it, but it's hard as shit.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Number 8, Street Fighter 4, Seth.
I'm not a big Street Fighter guy.
Me neither. Number 9, Contra, The Waterfall. Number 10, Madden 04, The Atlanta Falcons. Were they really that hard in 04?
No. I think it's because they had that's the one where Michael Vick's on it, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. You're right. Number 11, Dr. Wily's Castle.
Fuck that.
I have not made it through his castle on Mega Man 9.
I'm not even close to his castle yet.
Brian did most of the work for me, but I played through again and I made it there on my own. Yeah. So I've got 2 saves at Dr. Wily's castle. Nice. Yeah. 12, Gunstar Heroes Minecart level.
That sucks too. That's a good game though.
Yeah. 13, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare All Guild Up. Number 14, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time Water Temple.
Fuck that, dude.
Yeah, I know. I've never played a Zelda game. No. I played the first one.
Yeah.
On NES. Yeah. But after that, I never got into Zelda. So I always hear stories about how bad the Water Temple was.
Well, it's not. What happens is there's enough keys in the level.
Yeah.
But if you don't use them in a certain order, you can't get to another one that you need. And so that way, you have to restart the whole entire game. There's nothing you can do.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That sucks.
If you don't do it in the right order, you have to restart the whole game.
Jeez. Number 15, Top Gun, every level.
Fucking Top Gun.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
Are you a Fallout fan?
Actually, no. Right. I played Fallout 3, and I just couldn't get into it.
All right, we'll save the story for next week, then. It's not a big story.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about it. Okay, final story. In video games, this is from Superhero Sentinel, Arkham Asylum's Top 10 Predators. All right, we're going to start from number 10. Number 10, Sword of Vex. Dominating is primarily the one word that comes to mind when any other Dark Knight Predator comes upon Sword of Vex. This is worded awfully. All right, this is not my fault this time. And his scores. Easily considered a Top 10 Dark Knight Predator, Sword of Vex has shown that he can run up against any of the big dogs when it comes to the skills. Though currently inactive from Arkham Asylum, we all plan on seeing Vex, as well as the other top 9 ahead of him, in the near future when Arkham Asylum 2 is released.
Ooh.
Now, I probably should have said this a little better. These are the players that Superhero Sentinel deemed the 10 best in all of Arkham Asylum. Number 9, Tech Setter. If Talent had the true capability to rename us, then Tech Setter would be deemed Record Setter. This is awful. I'm sorry, but these aren't that great. From Silent Night to Invisible Predator Extreme, Tech Setter has made his presence and skills known on Arkham Asylum's leaderboards by posting some fantastic scores. Clearly a top 10 Predator, Tech Setter himself by the continuity of his rankings and strength behind them.
Is Stefan on here?
Why do you got to do that?
I'm asking.
Why do you got to do that?
I'm asking.
Why would you ever mention that if he's not on here?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Oh, Leaper. No, don't do that. Number 7, Aggressive Sock.
Okay.
You totally fucked up the list. Oh, my God. Don't do that again. I'm serious.
I didn't know.
Why would you say something like that, though?
Because I know the game. So.
Because what am I supposed to do? If I say no, I'm lying. If I say yes, I ruin it. And if I avoid the question, that means yes.
Okay.
Ugh.
Cut that part out.
No, I know. I don't cut stuff out here. People are going to know what happened. This is a live-esque show. You know, I'm angry. I hate this show. I hate this episode. This episode sucks. Everyone that listens to this, I'm sorry. If I had money, I would give you a refund.
Oh, God.
I don't, though. I don't have any money. I'm broke. You ready for entertainment?
Sure.
First up, Gary Coleman, dead at 42.
Jeez, why'd he die?
He had a different stroke.
Oh.
No, he had a brain hemorrhage.
Oh, God.
After that, Dennis Hopper, dead at...
Dude, they're cutting those celebrities off again,
dude,
man.
Dude, I'm telling you, it is less than a month away from my birthday. Every year, celebrities die around my birthday. Last year, two big died on my birthday, Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson. I'm telling you, dude.
It's a curse.
There was something wrong with my birthday. Thundercats cartoon writer, murdered.
Thunder.
Police in Florida this week said 56-year-old Stephen Perry, who wrote for the 1980s cartoon series Thundercats, was murdered. The man had gone missing for nearly 2 weeks, and police reportedly found his arm inside an abandoned van on the grounds of a Tampa Bay hotel on May 16th.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
Yeah, found his
arm. Yeah. He may not be dead. He might just be missing an arm.
Someone was like, I hated Thundercats. Yeah.
You can't hate Thundercats.
You can't. I like Thundercats.
Andy Richter, Conan's writers, to tape TBS special. Because, woo, you know, right now Conan can't appear on television.
Hey, man, he took the money and ran.
We mentioned he's got a deal, but he, in his thing, he can't come back till September.
Yeah.
So he's doing that comedy tour. And I believe he wasn't a stand-up before he went into hosting. So it's kind of weird that he's going out and doing stand-up. But it's called the, what is it called, like Conan's Legally Prevented from Being Funny on Stage tour.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Andy Richter and the Conan writers are going to have a TBS special.
Sweet.
To air 10 p.m. Eastern Time, June 27th. So I think it'll be good. I think Conan's funny.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers sets Sherlock sequel date. That will happen in
20 never.
Of course, they didn't. Warner Brothers scheduled Sherlock Holmes 2 for a mid-December 2011 release.
Just come out last year. In December.
Yeah.
I think so. Came out on Christmas.
Yeah. So, about 2 years from last one. Yeah. Sci-fi. What do you think when you think of the Sci-Fi Network, Leaper?
ECW. I think they make terrible sci-fi original movies, for one. And
they do.
Two, I remember they used to show a lot of good horror movies, and now they show really shitty ones.
They used to
ones.
Have Tales from there.
Yeah.
Sci-fi ordered a cooking show. There will be a cooking show on Sci-Fi.
What is wrong with this world?
It's like G4 playing cops.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's, you're just going away from your show format. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Instead of marketing yourself more towards your group, you try and please everybody.
No, that's ignorant.
I hate shows that try and please everybody and do multiple segments.
That's ignorant. Fuck those people.
Oh, what? All right, top 10 movies coming out that we hope don't suck. Number one, Avatar 2 and 3.
2 and 3?
Yeah, apparently they're on for a third one.
Wow.
Number two, The Avengers. I really hope The Avengers does not suck. I want that movie to be awesome.
It should be.
It should be, but oh my God. You better be awesome. Number three, Batman 3. July 20th, 2010.
Even if it's not awesome, I'll still watch it.
Yeah. It'll probably be pretty good. Number four, Captain America, the First Avenger. Captain America has not had a good movie yet.
I didn't know that he had any movies.
He has two.
Really?
Yeah, there was like one in the 70s and like one in 90.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't know he had any movies. So.
I've seen the reviews of them from Spoonie and the Nostalgia Critic, and oh my God, they're bad.
Like Superman movies or worse?
Yes, they're like the Superman movies. Oh, there's not as many of them, though, so they're not... And Captain America's arguably not as big as Superman, so.
True.
Number five, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows 1 and 2. We're doing this movie in two parts.
Yeah, that's what they decided, because it's the last book.
Yeah.
Just to be a money whore.
Six, The Power of the Dark Crystal. I know nothing about this.
Is that like the Muppet thing, the Dark Crystals?
Mm.
From the 80s?
You know what?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
yeah. Is that possibly what that is?
I think it is. I think you are correct.
Huh. They have a sequel.
Just by looking at the poster, I mean, Number 7, Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
I don't know what that
is. I don't see why we care if that one sucks or not.
Yeah.
Number 8, Star Trek 2.
I don't care.
I'm
about
not a
that.
Star Trek fan, but I hear the first one. I hope the next one doesn't suck. Number 9, Tron Legacy, later this year. I didn't care about Tron. I thought Tron sucked. All right, I'll say it right now. I thought the first Tron was awful.
Yeah, I've never watched it.
I thought it was stupid.
Huh. And I like it in Kingdom Hearts. I think it's fun.
Yeah. No, I do hope this movie sucks. Number 10, Twilight Saga Eclipse.
I hope it sucks,
yeah,
too.
I hope it sucks, too. I'm sick of seeing Twilight everywhere. That's not fucking vampires. Those are faggots.
Oh, man, and Dragon Age.
Not that anything wrong with that.
That game that me and Austin was playing that I finally gave back to Austin. It, you can choose between fighting wolves or elves, and whichever one you pick, the other side will join you. And I just dominated the elves, so now werewolves join me and they fight with me.
Did you know there was going to be a Turtles relaunch? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Didn't they already do that?
No, they're doing another one. And you know who this one is being brought to you by?
No.
Michael Bay.
God.
Exploding turtles everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Leaper, Rick Ross, who is he?
He's a hustler. He's a rapper.
Wrong.
Wait.
Rick Ross is in jail for drug trafficking, and he's getting out, and he's suing for the rights to his name.
Yeah, he's known as Ricky Freeway Ross out
yes.
in L.A.
Yep,
yeah.
You are correct.
Yep.
Rick Freeway Ross is getting out of jail, and he's suing the rapper Rick Ross for the rights to his name. So we'll see what happens there. Really, I don't give a damn.
I don't either.
Figure I'd try and bring a lot of stuff to entertainment this week. Give my own spin, you know?
He owned a small part of L.A. underneath the interstate. Mm-hmm. He wasn't.
Battle out of Glastonbury Music Festival.
Why?
I believe there was a... Bono had a back injury.
Oh,
hey,
no.
It's going to be on June 25th. That's my birthday.
Oh, God, he's going to die.
Oh, my God, he's going to die. Now, a lot of people love U2, and I'll admit, I like a lot of U2's, like, older stuff. Maybe even up until, like, 05 or something, but lately it's just been crap. I think it's been awful.
I have never liked U2, personally.
So, they're being replaced by a band, I think, at currently, if you want to compare U2 in 2010 to this band in 2010, this other band is better. They're being replaced by Gorillaz.
I like Gorillaz.
I think right now Gorillaz is muddy. Than U2. And I know that's like blasphemy to some people. People are like freaking out right now. They're like, it's U2! I understand.
Hey,
U2's
man.
Big. They're huge. They did a lot. But Gorillaz right now, I would rather listen to Gorillaz live than U2.
According to South Park, he's the biggest piece of shit in the world.
He is a number two. And that will do it for entertainment. I think, yeah, we definitely got an hour, over an hour here.
M squared, Matt squared.
I think that's what I'm going to call this episode, Matt squared.
There we go.
All right, do it. Wasn't a bad podcast because I wasn't here. The stories were all depressing. I couldn't read, and you fucked up that list.
I'm sorry, man.
You need to redeem yourself. Like, I really wanted to, like, I really wanted to build that up, that Stefan was on that list, the top 10 Arkham Asylum players.
That's crazy. That
I really
want
to do with him here, but I wasn't going to sit on that for another week,
yeah.
All right? I didn't want all that to get out to everyone we know yet.
It's okay. Now everyone knows, though.
It'll be okay. I hope next week's podcast is good, because I'm about to fucking blow a gasket.
Maybe we need a new podcast.
I thought about it. I want to hit a year, though, on this.
Yeah?
Because, to be honest, this is my first project.
Yeah.
This is first. This is the first thing I've done.
First.
So, even though we're through, like, 42 episodes, I'm still finding new things and things I'm not doing correctly. I don't have any formal training. This is my formal training, so
yeah. Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe if we start another one, it'll be better. You know what? I'm pretty sure it will be better.
Yeah,
if we came up with a new one, maybe we'll see. July 15th is our one-year anniversary. Maybe we'll start something new. Maybe we'll do the last three-way of awesome episode on July 15th.
Sounds good.
Sounds like something I would...
Or maybe we should do it on your birthday.
Sounds like something I would... I should probably sit on if we're doing the last episode, but I'm kind of like... But I don't know if I want to do the last episode. I don't know if we can realize this, but I kind of think it's starting to run its course.
I think so, too. I think we need something new.
We should do like wrestling and video games.
That'd be good.
That'd be a weird mix too.
Yeah.
But we could do that.
Something not a lot of people have.
Yeah, we could really do that too. Because all three of us love wrestling and all three of us love video games.
Yeah.
That'd be easy.
Could dig it.
You know, I guess we'll see where we're going to go from here. I like doing news, entertainment, and sports, though, you know?
Yeah. It appeals to everybody, whereas video games
maybe,
and wrestling
maybe work. What we could do is have two, but kind of scale back the role of this.
Hmm.
Matt, like, maybe do, Stefan was talking about when we want to do a video games podcast, to maybe do a 30-minute three-way of awesome.
Yeah.
And then maybe, like, an hour other podcast that's more specific.
That would be good.
You know, we'll see what happens here, all right? Things change. You know, you can't... Just being on this long with as little experience as we had going into this is a testament in itself.
We've done damn good.
We really have. 42 episodes. And, I mean, our first episode was awful. I mean, it was the worst thing I've ever listened to. And to be honest, this one's going to be up there, too. It's not a very good episode, but... On the first episode, I fucking read. And now I'm a lot better at reading out loud than I was before, but apparently today I just forgot all my training. But
it's okay.
We'll see what happens. I'm not going to say Three Way of Awesome is ending, because...
That should be the name of the episode, Death of Three Way of Awesome, then put a question mark. Yeah.
Because I don't know. Maybe we'll end around July 15th and take a sabbatical and then see what we come back with. Either we come back with Three Way of Awesome, or can we come back with something else, or maybe a mix of two things.
Well, what do they call that when they redo it?
A reboot?
Yeah, we'll reboot Three Way of Awesome.
Oh, man, I don't know. Because I hate to upset some fans, but I do think this has kind of run its course now.
True.
We haven't really had any breakthroughs in a long time.
Yeah, and I think those fans would love our other podcast.
I think they would. I don't know. We'll have to talk to Stefan. We'll have to see what happens. We're not going away. I will say that.
No. We are here to stay, folks. No, you were.
If Three Way of Awesome ends, me, Leaper, and Stefan will be here. There will be a podcast.
Indeed.
That would be. But we think for our first project, for experience, for everything, we did well with this. And we still got... I mean, if we do want to end on July 15th, we got time to go.
True.
There is still time for Three Way of Awesome. We'll see what happens.
There's still time for you folks.
Maybe.
We love our listeners.
Email us or Facebook us if you really don't want to see Three Way of Awesome go.
Maybe we'll take that into consideration.
We'll take that in consideration. If you don't want to see this go, let us know. And it won't go away. But if you guys want to see what else we can do, if we can do something else, bring something else into the fray, do a project, do different things.
Do a nude project. All right. Wait, that's not what you said.
Because we got other stuff. Like, we got stuff in the can that we pre-recorded, like skits and stuff that are pretty good.
They are pretty good. They're funny.
So maybe we'll see what happens with this. Maybe we'll start doing some video stuff. I kind of want to. I told Stephanie should buy a camera because I got a computer that can handle it. And I've put about $500 in this computer. And I'm like, just buy a $500 camera. It'd be a good camera. And I don't know. I've spent a lot of fucking money, though. I spend money on the computer, my laptop, that podcatcher, and this podcatcher. It's just been ridiculous. I've spent a lot of money for mics, for wood for the stands, for those fucking speakers.
Fuck those speakers.
For the USB codec I used to use. Spent a lot of money. I've spent, if you count the computers, which one computer is pretty much just for the podcast, and one is kind of a personal computer, too, I've spent over $1,000. That's if you count the computers.
Jeez.
So, I don't know. We'll see what happens, but we will be back next week with another episode of Three Way of Awesome.
And so it will be three way.
It will be three way. It better be. So for Leaper, this is Matt, signing out.